How do we estimate what's considered within three etzbos of the rim of the kira? As it is that a kira that has putum, short legs, made out of cheres, those putum are considered part of the kira. But we had in the previous mission that if the putum extend themselves out and jut out more than three etzbos away from the rim of the kira, in such a case, only the part of the putum that's within three etzbos of the rim of the kira is metame bein b'mago bein b'aver, as a part of the putum that's more than three etzbos away from the rim of the kira is only metame b'maga, not b'aver. Now, if it's ever coming such as the shard is found in the aver between the putum, how do we decide whether it's within three etzbos of the rim of the kira or more than three etzbos away? As if the shard is found right next to the putum, then we easily can tell whether it's within three or outside of three. But if it's found in between the pitputim, so we have to draw a line from one pitput to another at the three etzbos mark and see if the sharet is within three etzbos or out of three etzbos. And there are two ways to draw this line. Either we can draw the line as a circle, one pitput to another. And in such a case, there would be more room for within three etzbos from the rim of the kira, and it would be more likely that the sharet would be found within three etzbos. Or we can draw a straight line from one pitput to another. And since there are three pitputim, if we draw a straight line, it will turn out to be a triangle, and there'll be less room to be within three etzbos. It's more likely the shards will be found outside of three etzbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, noisin et akana beinem, menakana ulechutar, menakana ulepnim, umakom akana tamim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that we take a ruler, kind of the ruler, and we would take it between them, and he used to say we would draw a straight line from one pitput to another. And since our three pitputs, we would have a triangle. Anything found outside this line will be tar, means to say, would not be metame b'aver, the kira. And anything that's found within this line and on the line itself, in such a case, it would be metame the kira. Even if the davar tame is metame the pitputim b'aviro, the kira would become tame with it. Because within three etzbos, if the pitputim becomes tame, the kira becomes tame with it. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the line that we draw from one pitput to another to ascertain whether the sharet is found within three etzbos or not is a straight line, we would form a triangle. Anything within the triangle would be metame bein b'maga ubein b'aver. Sechus kelim paraches mishnah aleph atan or shachatzo v'nasarim o b'yirias, an oven that has been partitioned off with boards or with curtains. Nimtu sharet b'makom echad hakol tame. If a sharet is found on one side of the partition, the entire tana is tame, even the tana on the other side of the partition is still considered just one clean, so therefore the entire tanner becomes tummy. Kiveret pechusa upekuka bekash. A biha that the bottom is broken off and the bottom was stuck with straw in order to repair the break. Mushoshelet la'aver atanner. And the kiveret is lowered and hung into the aver of the tanner. Asheret betocha hatanner tummy. If there's a sharet inside the kiveret, the tanner becomes tummy. Now, even though had this kiveret not had the bottom broken off, then if the sharet was in the kiveret was lowered and hung into the aver, the tanner would not become tummy. And that is a din, like we'll see in the next mishnah. In this case, since the bottom has broken off, even though it has been repaired by stuffing kash in there, that's not considered a real repair. So therefore, it's considered as if the sharet is inside the tanner itself, since the kiveret is broken, and therefore the tanner is tummy. Hasheret betanor ochlin shebetocha tmeim rabbi other betanor. And in such a case that the kiveret is broken and lowered into the aver atanor, and there's a sheret in the tanor, and there's ochlin inside the kiveret that has been lowered into the tanor, the ochlin inside the kiveret becomes tame. And since the kiveret is broken, even though it's been stuffed with kach to try to repair it, it's still considered as if the ochlin is inside the tanor itself, and therefore the ochlin inside the kiveret will become tame from the sheret inside the tanor. While rabbi Eliezer disagrees, he says that the ochlin inside the kiveret would be tar, as according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the kiveret is broken, since it has been repaired by stuffing kasher, by stuffing straw there, that's considered as if the kiveret is shalem, and it's mafsik from the aver atanor, and the ochlin inside the kiveret would not become tame from the sher. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, in hitzilah b'meis hachamu, atato b'klicheres makam, Rabbi Eliezer tried to prove his reasoning, that a kiveret, even though it's broken, if it's stuffed with kash, that would be considered a good repair. Rabbi Eliezer said, if a kiveret that's broken and stuck with kach would be matzo by mace, by tumas mace, even though it's more chamer, meaning to say that a mace is metame for oil. Anything found under the same roof of the mace would become tame for zayin for 7 days. So therefore, tumas mace is chamer, this is metame for 7 days. And yet, a kiveret that has ochel inside the din of all omnes, even though the kiveres is broken, if it's repaired by something that was struck, it would be matzel, and the ochon inside the kiveres would not become tummy. So certainly by klicheres, which the tumor of a klicheres is much more calm, much more lenient than the tumor of mace. The tumor of klicheres is not a tummy for Zion, only l'erev, only till that evening. So therefore, certainly a kiveres should be matzel, the ochon inside of it, it should protect the ochon inside of it from not becoming tummy, even though it's broken, if it's repaired by stuffing it up with straw. Amru lo, the Chacham responded to this logic. And mitzila b'meit hachamor shekein chokim olim. Tato b'klicher takam shein chokim klicher. The Chacham said to Rabbi Eliezer, if that is a dinner, kiveres is matzel, protect the ochon inside of it, if it's under the oil of a maid, even though the tumas maid is chamor, that's because you can be chalek olim, meaning to say a partition in the oil would help to be matzel from becoming tummy. If an oil is partitioned off, and there's a mace on one side of the partition, the zvarim there on the other side of the partition would not become tummy from the mace. The partition would help to divide up the oil and to protect the things that are on the other side of the partition from becoming tummy from that mace. As opposed to a klicheres, even though the tumor of a klicheres is cow, it's more lenient than a tumor's mace. But it doesn't help to be like a klicheres, like we had in the beginning of this Mishnah. That if an oven is partitioned off, if a sheretz is found on one side of the partition, the dvarim that are on the other side of the partition would become tummy from the sheretz. So a partition does not help by a klicheres, so therefore so too. The kiveres that's broken is no better than a regular partition. As if the kiveres was whole, it had not been broken. So it's better than a regular partition, as is a kli shalom. But in this case, that it's not a kli shalom, it's no better than a partition. And just like a partition does not help by a klicheres, so too, this kiveres that's broken does not help by a klicheres. Even if it was stuck with kash, it would not protect the ochlin inside of it, according to the Chacham.